Today we're starting a series about what? Relationships, right? Because February is the love month. I don't know why I was on top of Dan's list, but everyone I asked, I was talking to my brother, I go, "Oh Joe, Dan asked me to speak on relationships." He goes, "Huh?" You know, it's always like, it was like a funny thing to them. But I think it's because I have some experience in relationships. Hey, it's my new friends from Miriam. I met them yesterday lang. So today we're going to talk about relationships. Okay, so I just titled it Single Servings, okay, because I got that title because there was a cookbook my brother gave me called Single Servings, Cooking for a Single Individual. And today, I cannot say I'm an expert in relationships, but I will give you some practical tips on how to make the most out of your single life. Now, just to say a little bit about me, I run a company called Ishogenki. We sell squalene, okay? So that's one business. The second business is Natural Health, which sells also organic products. The third one is Real Life, which I used to be the executive director. We had scholarships. A lady called Lynn Nawata runs it now. That was founded by Dr. Joey Castro. Did an amazing job. And then the next slide is Habitat for Humanity. We build about maybe 5,000 homes a year in the Philippines because low-cost homes. And of course, my sideline, which I'm more famous for, is my next slide, please. My acting career, you know, so that's my, so I get to export that, you know, so in Korea, you know, but that's really my, so a lot of people don't know why, but that's, I think that's why they invited me, so para, so if you've seen the show, you know, it's okay, yeah. Pero acting lang yun, yung mga hinahalikan ko dun, acting lang yun, para, but, no, actually, I say all of that really to give you like a very simple thing, you know. Your life now as a single person, you have a lot of time on your hands. And you know what? You have two choices. Either you can live your life wishing you had something to get started. Like people go, "I wish I had more money so I can start." Diba? I wish I had someone so I can start. As if there was always parang kailangan meron ito para mag-umpisa ka. Diba? And the truth is, you don't have to wait for that. You know, and I want to show you why that's true. Now, a lot of people, it's their dream and it's their life's goal to be in a relationship. Diba? And the truth is, you're already in a relationship with your friends, with your parents, but they want that one special relationship. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's good. The Bible says, "He who finds a wife finds favor," right? But just because that's good doesn't mean being single is bad. You get me? It could also be just as great. And I'm going to give you a really funny story. I was with my brother, Joseph. Joseph is our famous brother for two reasons. One is he's the pastor, right? And he's very, very smart. He's a very good preacher. But the second reason is because he married Rica Paralejo, right? So that's why he's really famous. So you can Google him. So one of my dreams is to have nephews and nieces. But I hope they look like the mom. Just kidding. Parang kay Dan, diba? So, initially, ang cute. Sabi ko kay Iris, ang cute ng baby niya. That's the thing. But I was talking to Joseph and we were comparing the married life and the single life. They've been married for a little bit more than 1 year. They got married January 29. So, we were saying, me kasi parang, the joke is, it's like, why would I get married? Diba? Parang people say na, when my mom would ask me, "What do you want in a wife?" I said, "Can cook, can clean, can do the laundry." Sabi ng mom ko, "You don't need a wife, you need a maid." Diba? Parang yun yung ano. So, Joseph was saying, so we had a comparison. Diba? Can we? So me and my kuya, we had a comparison about what it's like to be single and what it's like to be married. Okay? So here, let me go through it. Being single, my life is my own. Meaning, if I want to eat anywhere, I don't have to go, "Honey, where do you want to eat?" I'll eat there. Diba? Of course, if I can afford it. If I can't afford it, I don't have a choice. Or if I want to watch a movie, I don't have to say, "Honey, what movie do you want to watch?" Diba? I don't have to watch, what? Diba? Shakespeare in Love or whatever. Diba? I don't have to watch Legally Blonde. Diba? I don't have to because I choose. When you're married, you're no longer your own. I remember, I think it was your wedding, or any wedding, when they go, "This ring represents that you are no longer your own, but mine." And you can hear the spouse when they say, but mine. Diba? Parang, wala na eh. Diba? You're no longer your own. Number two, what's yours is yours. So what I buy, that's mine, right? When you're married, what's yours is theirs. Diba? And that's true. How many of you here are married? Not very many. But among the married, they'll know that before when they would take home the paycheck, diba? That was all theirs. Now, kalahati na lang. Minsan, yung, you know, you get an allowance na lang, right? And when you have kids, it gets even less, you know. Pastor Dan's experiencing that now, and Joseph's experiencing the same thing. Number three, when you're single, you're free to pursue your interests, your own interests. Okay, not that you're not free when you're married, it's just that when you're married, you're committed to pursue your spouse, your partner, right? So, like, I'll give you an example. My brothers and I, we grew up playing sports, we like the outdoors. So me, being a single guy, I can go camping, you know, I can do different things. I don't have to worry about, can I spend on this because my wife wants to buy, let's say, something for the kids or something. So I think about myself in that sense, right? I'm free to, I want to learn a new language, let's say. I want to do extra tutorial. It's not like, for example, I work pretty much the whole day, like whole morning, afternoon, a little bit of the evening. But I don't have anyone who'll say, like, honey, you're not spending time with me, you know? And that's a legitimate request, but you have to spend time with your spouse. But if I had someone telling me, you're not spending time with me, I'd be like, ay, nako, diba? Because what's happening? Diba? But the truth is, when you're with someone, you have to be committed to your partner. They're your priority. But I want to draw you to our conclusion, and it's that last line. Whether you're single or married, okay, you both have to glorify God, okay? So the issue here really in life, when you look at it, okay, the issue here is not whether you're single or married. The issue here is, are you glorifying God, right? Because if you're single and you're not glorifying God, you're in trouble. If you're married and you're not glorifying God, you're still in trouble. And sometimes we make the issue being single or being having a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or when the question is not whether you have, here's the point, and this might be controversial to some. If you had a boyfriend, right, but you're completely sure you're glorifying God, then you know what? There's no problem. Now, how do you know if you're glorifying God? I think there's many criteria. One, and we'll go through it. But one is you have to follow the Bible, right? Two is you have to listen to people whose counsel you regard and you trust, right? But the issue here is not whether you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. The issue here is that you glorify God. And let's not be confused with what the issue is. Let's focus on glorifying God. And I want you guys to have that mindset where your mindset is not about what's bawal. Diba? Bawal to, wag to, wag to, wag to. Lahat na lang wag eh, diba? But your mindset is, diba? Pwede. Diba? Because pwede as long as it glorifies God. I'll give you a really good example. How many of you here know Enchanted Kingdom? Diba? Laki nun, diba? May roller coaster, may log jam, may pagkain. Now what if, diba? Picture this. You have Enchanted Kingdom and then outside in the parking lot is a cotton candy. Diba? How many of you here like cotton candy? Diba? Sarap ng cotton candy. In the parking lot is a cotton candy stand. Diba? And then what if you're inside the park and you picture this, a kid crying because he wants the cotton candy outside, and then the mom is saying, come here, let's go to Enchanted. I mean, there's more stuff here. And he says, no, I want the cotton candy. You know, and sometimes we live our life looking at all the things we're missing out on and missing God's will for us, which is so big, so good, and so perfect. And that's why we're always looking at what's bawal, and then we're failing to realize that God has so many things that are good waiting for us. I'm going to draw you to this rather long verse. Basically, I'll read it really quick. I would like you to be, it's in 1 Corinthians 7, 32-35. I would like you to be free from concern. An unmarried man is concerned about the Lord's affairs, how he can please the Lord, but a married man is concerned about the affairs of this world, how he can please his wife. Like I said, you're committed to your spouse. And his interests are divided. An unmarried woman or virgin is concerned about the Lord's affairs. Her aim is to be devoted to the Lord in both body and spirit. But a married woman is concerned about the affairs of this world, how she can please her husband. Okay, here's the one you should focus on. I am saying this for your own good, not to restrict you, okay, not to make it bawal, but that you may live in a right way in undivided devotion to the Lord. Because what he was saying here is, again, what's the issue? Being devoted to God. Right? The issue is, whether you're single or married, you're devoted to God. And he's just saying, if you're single and all you had to do is think about God, then it's actually easier. That's what he's saying. Okay? I'm not saying being married is bad or having a relationship is bad. In fact, it can be great. What's important though is, whether you're in one or not, you're devoted to God. Okay? So we have to live lives that are devoted to God, because when we live a life that's devoted to God, what? We glorify God. And again, that's the issue, right? Are you glorifying God? And I want to lead you to another verse, one of my favorites, in 1 Peter 2, verse 12. It says, live such good lives, okay? Be excellent, right? Be on time, work hard among the pagans, among people who don't believe, though that they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day. In other words, right, when you devote yourself to God and you live an excellent life, meaning, diba, sa grades nyo, sa school, diba, ginagawa nyo yung tama, hindi kayo nagdadaya, diba, hindi kayo late, hindi kayo, diba, parang marami tinamaan, pero hindi kayo, diba, hindi kayo unkind, diba, when you live a good life, what does it say? God is glorified. And again, that's the issue, diba, if you had time, diba, kung meron kang, now that you're single, diba, instead of spending your life, ay, sana siya na lang. Diba yung mga ganun? Diba yung mga sinasabi nila? Or reading all the love stories, you know? Use the time that you have for yourself to glorify God. Use the time to be excellent. Diba? Use the time to get healthy. Use the time to, you know, learn, grow. And I'll give you a tip, ah. Here's a tip. A lot of people, when they like someone, they make pa-cute, diba? Ipapa-cute sila para, diba, makita sila, mapansin sila. Tapos sana, diba, ay, pogi nito, ay, ang ganda nito, diba? But you know what? The effort you place in making pa-cute, you can spend that time, that effort, the money, that energy, into just being an excellent person. Diba? Instead of trying to make pa-cute, diba? Instead of trying to be pa-cute when she's around, why don't you really get healthy? Diba? Why don't you really get smart by studying? Diba? Why don't you really start working hard, whether in a big way or a small way? So don't waste your energy on making pa-cute. Diba? Tapos pag ayaw mo na, ay, sayang naman yung pa-cute ko yun. Diba? Tapos you talk to your friends. Naalala mo yung nagla-love letter pa tayo din. Kakaya, ngayon, nakita mo, panahiya ka, nagusto mo pala yun. Diba? Because you spent your time, what? Making pa-cute. Diba? But if you spend it in becoming an excellent person, time will come that God will bring someone your way. Talagang mapapansin ka. Kasi, why? You're excellent. Diba? And that same energy, don't waste it on making pa-cute. Use it to glorify God. Use it to be excellent. Okay? The next slide is, live a good life, okay? So that's what it's saying. By live a good life, I don't mean be perfect. I'll be the first to tell you, and my brothers will second emotion, that many times, diba, I have not lived a good life, a perfect life. You know, I'm very extreme in my personality. So when I do something bad, it's really bad. You know, when I do something good, I try to do as good as I can. But what's important is that your inclination of your heart is towards going back to God. So if you make a mistake, what is it? You correct it. I wrote something down here. It says that the goal of your life is to glorify God, that if you do stray from the path, you go back right away. So that even in your mistake, you glorify God. You get me? That the way you face your consequences, you face it in a way that glorifies God. Okay? The goal here is not to be perfect. The goal here is to glorify God. Right? And I want you guys to remember that. So don't waste your time making pa-cute. Don't waste your time, you know, just pining after someone, diba? Missing your crush. Use it to become really excellent. And here's the good news, is you can start now, okay? You don't have to wait for graduation. You don't have to wait for, you know, a girl to like you, to practice your free throws or whatever, diba? You can start today. You don't have to wait for a perfect situation. And I'm going to show you, I remember, and this is a true story, and this is where I really learned this lesson. I remember when I took over, when we were putting up Real Life, the situation was, it was not even a foundation yet. Dr. Joey Castro was doing work in Pasig. We had about 8 scholars, I think. And then we came in, we didn't have any money, so we got very little seed funding, just enough to get our papers through, have a small salary. My salary was very small. And then, but it wasn't a perfect scenario. But remember that God blesses, what? Faithfulness in the little things, okay? So we just worked hard, and then God blessed it, and now, what was an initial seed funding of about, I think, 1 million has raised more than 29 million in 3 years. You know, and that's mostly because of Lynn Nawata and Sony. But you see how when you're faithful with the small things, God blesses it. It's the same thing with Issue Genki. When we took over it, it was like puro utang, a lot of utang, like really big in the millions. And, you know, every day I would just go at 6 a.m. and pray over it, you know. And I made a lot of mistakes, but God, what? In your weakness, God's power is made perfect. And when you're a good and faithful servant, you're excellent, God blesses it. So I want you guys, I'm going to give you 3 really practical tips, no? And so that today you can start, okay? Don't wait for tomorrow or next month or for Valentine's. So let Valentine's be a month of love, but a month where you love God and you start loving the life God gives you, okay? And you start, because you love it, you start being excellent. And the first thing is, okay, start small. Okay, that's the first point. I want you guys to remember that. There's nothing wrong with starting small. A lot of people are always looking at wala akong, let's say, investor, or wala akong talent, or no one, walang opportunity. With what you have right now, start it. a lot of people think that I started with, you know, my parents gave me money, and the truth is, wala. In fact, what I started with was, I saw an opportunity with utang, you know, and then we just started to fix it. See, God can use anything. God, there's a favorite story of mine of Rahab, the prostitute, diba? Alam niyo yung si Rahab. Diba? If God can use a prostitute, He can use anyone, right? And a prostitute is not just, you know, that's in the Bible times, you know, you were stoned to death, but God, what? God, in a sense, gave her mercy from the law and even used her, and that's even the lineage of Jesus. So I just want you to say that wherever you are, okay, whether you're in grade school, high school, whether you're the top of your class, the bottom of your class, you can start, okay? And that's a start. You start small. Whether your strength is singing, start there. Whether it's just singing in the karaoke, start there, okay? Whether it's, and I'll tell you, like JB and I, we were talking. JB used to do in McDonald's, right? Like he used to be Grimace. You guys know Grimace? Yeah? That's the start. And in fact, he was even telling me before that, yung mga sipit, he used to make sipit. Yung mga sipit saan. But he started, and then he became an executive at PLDT. Then now, because God, what? Blesses faithfulness. Okay? Even if you start small, the Bible says, do not despise the day of humble beginnings. Because God will bless it if you're faithful. Next one, next slide is, be brave. Okay? Start small, but be brave. In other words, even if you're starting small, be brave to what? To dream bigger than you have. Okay, just because no one in your family has ever done it doesn't mean you can't do it. Okay, just because, you know, no one's graduated in your family doesn't mean you're not going to graduate. Just because your parents couldn't afford it or you can't afford it now doesn't mean you'll never afford it. Okay? Many times we disqualify ourselves, 'di ba? Parang nilalabas na natin yung sarili natin from the contest, not because hindi natin kaya or not because hindi yun yung para sa atin, but because takot lang tayo, 'di ba? Minsan, para pala sa atin yun, pero dahil takot lang tayo, di ba? Dahil ayaw natin mapahiya, di ba? Ayaw natin mag-fail. And I realize so many people miss out on what they have because they fail too much and they get hurt. Instead of being brave and say, okay, palpak ko ngayon. Sige, laban ulit. Palpak ulit. Sige, laban ulit. Laban ulit. Laban ulit. Until, you know, God sees your faithfulness, God sees your perseverance, God sees your character. And He goes, hey, and He starts blessing you. That's why the Bible says in Joshua, be strong and courageous, di ba? Because God will be the one to do it. And the third one, I'm making it faster so that we don't stay too late. And this is probably the biggest lesson I've learned. There are some people who have followed all the rules and they're better off for it. Because when you obey God's word, there's really a blessing. But I think in my life, I sort of did it wrong. I would see a rule and I would do the opposite, right? Just to try it out. So I would get into trouble and I would pay the consequence. It's embarrassing, it's painful. But one lesson I did learn is run to God. And that's what I want to leave with you guys. Start small, right? Be brave, but run to God. Because no matter how small you're starting, no matter how afraid you are, if you run to God, He's the one that makes all things brand new. He's the one that makes small things big. He's the one that turns your fears and then helps you do more than you think. And I think, here's the idea, okay? If you like someone now, instead of saying, and then di ko siya gusto, Malian, why don't you do this? Why don't you go pray and run to God and say, God, I like this person. What do you think? Right? Use it as an exercise, right? Instead of telling your friends, ito, ganda niya, di ba? Whatever, di ba? Ganda niya kanina. Why don't you go to God and say, God, I saw my crush, di ba? Ang ganda niya, di ba? Or God, I saw the girl I like. Or you can even say, God, I have this dream for my future, but it's too big. What do you think? Come help me, di ba? Or God, I'm fighting with my parents. In other words, get used to going to God. That's your biggest resource, diba? And He's saying, I'm available to you. Okay? So if you're in love, run to God. If you did the wrong thing, run to God. Say sorry, diba? Run to God, help me through my consequence. Help me through this embarrassment. Help me correct my mistake, diba? If you're blessed, run to God and say thank you. Okay? If you have an idea, run to God, ask for His advice. He's available to you. Okay? And that's how you live an excellent life that glorifies God. Okay, so let me really summarize really quick. As you go through this series and you're talking about relationships, remember that whether you're single or in a relationship, a romantic relationship, the issue here is that you, what? Glorify God. So if you're in a relationship or whatever, ask yourself, am I glorifying God? Now, how do we glorify God? By living an excellent life. So I want to encourage you, especially if you're single, not to use your time trying to make pa-cute or trying to win the attention of someone, but to use that time to live an excellent life, you know, starting where you're at, starting small, being brave to dream big, and running to God every day, that God will help you live an excellent life that glorifies Him. So I just wanted to leave you with 2 points. Live a good life, glorify God. Okay? You don't have to be too complicated with this. I was never, I always try to simplify things because if not, I wouldn't remember it. So if there's 2 sentences you need to remember, okay, is as a single person, even as a married person, your focus is every day you wake up, try to live as good a life as you can, okay, so that you will glorify God, all right? And if you make a mistake, correct it, go back to God. Don't let your shame, hold you back. And if you look at all the successful people in the world, they're also the people who failed more than average, okay? And if you quit, then you're never going to make it. But if you stay with it and you keep glorifying God, the Bible says, he who honors me, I will honor. Okay? And at the end of the day, it's God who promotes us, not man. Okay? I hope you guys learned something. So remember, live an excellent life, glorify God. Let me just pray for you really quick. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this evening. Thank you for this youth group. Thank you for the people here. Thank you, Father, that there are no accidents. Thank you for even JB's magic trick that reminds us that in your hands, Lord, our hearts are protected, Lord. In your hands, our hearts that are sensitive, Lord, that you can even point it in the right direction. I pray, Lord, for everyone here, wherever they're at, whether they're starting in a good time with you or in a bad time with you, Lord, that they will remember that they can run to you. That they can run to you and that you would help them live an excellent life that glorifies you. I pray, Lord, for this whole season that you protect them, Lord, even from the romanticism or from the emotions that run around at this season. But they will focus, Lord, on loving you, Lord, and loving this life that you've given them and making the most out of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.